Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning to listen to the Bruce Dickey Show. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by, I've got a bevy of outstanding, talented young ladies and just a boons to the city of Fairfield and to the area, I'm guessing. First of all, let's start with the coach of the Frontier Community College volleyball squad. Good morning, Marjorie. How are you today?
I'm great.
Marjorie Jordan, by the way. I didn't say her last name. Also here, and I don't think he does has a microphone, not going to let him talk. It's Tommy Kent. He's hidden over in the corner. He's just making sure that if anybody has any questions that she can't answer. Because Tommy's been here before. He knows I will occasionally ask the tough questions, don't you, Tommy?
Yeah.
He's well aware. Marjorie, first year as the Frontier volleyball coach, the second year of the program, yeah. First year as the coach. What are you having fun?
Yes, it's very fun.
Have you? When's practice start?
It started August 1st.
Oh, you've been going for a while now. Then,
yep.
First game must be coming up pretty soon. Then, right?
Yes, our first game is August 23rd against John A. Logan.
Oh, and is that here or is that going to be down there? Okay,
yeah.
When's your first home game?
It's the 29th against Wren Lake College.
Okay. Bobcats record last year for the first year of a program, a little under 500 as I recall, right?
Yeah.
What are we looking for this year? Looking for the great big gigantic upswing, right?
Yeah. We're going to not lose any, right?
I like it. Undefeated.
That's
cool.
That's correct.
You're going to put the pressure on the girls here. We've also got eight student players, eight student athletes who are going to join the show this morning. May as well start. First one across from me is Shaylin Healy. Shaylin, how are you? Like I said, 4 inches away.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Tell everybody where you're from, what your family, about your family, your year, all that kind of business.
Okay.
What's your play? What's your position?
Okay, I'm a defensive specialist, and I'm from North City. I graduated from NCOE just this year.
Okay. Class of 2016.
Yes, wonderful class of 2016.
Nice. How big was the class at North City this year?
About 40 people.
Okay.
So very
school,
small.
School carries about what? About
200.
200?
All
right.
Very small. I come
Not
from
that small? Come on.
No, it's very small compared to my teammates.
Well, that may be true, too. Okay.
My parents are Matt and Laura Healy.
Uh-huh.
And they're still living there. I just moved here recently.
How long have you been playing volleyball?
Since my sixth grade year.
What is your favorite thing about playing volleyball? I guess, do you like the competition of it? Do you like hanging around with the friends? Or are you just driven by wanting to kill somebody on the other team?
All three.
I
like the competition. I like playing as a team and meeting new people.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
So you've been playing since sixth grade club or all schools?
Nope,
or what?
Just school.
What made you want to go join the Frontier Bobcats, the Lady Bobcats? Are you Bobcats or Lady Bobcats?
Bobcats.
Okay, clarified. Thank you very much. What made you want to be a Bobcat?
I actually originally planned on going to SIC, but then I got a call from my coach, Marjorie, and I thought it sounded interesting, so I looked more into it, and I thought I'd give it a shot.
SIC is the one in Belleville?
No, it's in Harrisburg.
That's the one in Harrisburg, okay.
Yes.
And they've got a pretty decent volleyball team down there, too, or do they play?
They don't have a volleyball team.
They don't have. Okay, so you get the opportunity to extend your career.
Yeah, I was very lucky.
Yeah? Is Coach Jordan, is she mean?
She can when she wants to be.
I just told the kids the other day that they haven't even seen my mean yet.
No, I'm used to it.
Well, see, now that's the thing. Do you run the kids really hard and that kind of thing, Coach?
Yeah. Well,
they're going to be in shape is what you
They
saying.
Are in shape, yes. And I have to get a shout out to Sarah Sloniker because the athletic trainer, she's really been helping the volleyball program and doing the workouts with them extensively and as well as Tommy at the beginning as well. So,
well, that's cool. Now, Shaylin, when you got the phone call, what was your first thought? I get the chance to keep playing or
it was kind of like a dream to me. Like, I didn't feel like it was real or anything. I was in shock more than anything.
No kidding.
But I was really excited.
Have you moved? You said you've moved up to Fairfield now.
Yeah.
Are you living in the new dorms?
No, those were too expensive for me.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. That's cool.
So I just found an apartment off campus.
Do you like living out on your own now as a student? As a brand new living
out?
Yeah,
it's really different.
Or are you homesick?
I'm homesick.
Well, see, now you got to say that since mom and dad might be listening today, right?
I don't know if they are or not.
She just winked and she just winked and said, "I'm ready to get away."
She has a lot of siblings, though.
Yeah, I have a lot of siblings. I have 5 siblings.
Well, that's there are, you know, that's if you swing a dead cat in North City, you're going to hit somebody named Healy. There's all kinds of you down there, right?
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Fairfield. I hope
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy it. Now, next to you is Maddie Gillard. Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. You come from a, by the way, great shirt. Now, hold on. I haven't seen these shirts. Yeah. This is a Bobcat volleyball shirt.
It was the camp shirt.
Oh, that's the camp? Oh,
yes.
So those don't come in 5X, probably, do they?
Well, they might. We might be able to get one, yeah.
For the right price,
for the right price. I'll get naming rights on the Center Street Gym, too. All right. Maddie, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Give me your family, where you're from, and all that kind of business.
I'm from Edwards County. My parents are Jeff and Melissa Gillard.
Okay. What year are you at the Frontier now?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman. So it's your first opportunity away from home as well, then,
yes,
huh?
It is.
Are you? Did you move over? Are you going to stay at home?
I'm staying at home.
Okay, well, that's an easy drive, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Easier drive over here probably than it is occasionally going home.
Yeah, she hasn't experienced those late night games yet coming back.
Is that
drive
right?
Home.
No.
Well, now that's the thing with volleyball. Yeah. It's like with college volleyball, those get occasionally a little bit long, don't mm-hmm. you? Are you used? Or have you? Well, you haven't had your first game yet. Have you thought about the fact it's a 5-game match for the most part there, Maddie?
Yeah, I'm excited because in high school you only play 3 matches, and I've always wanted to play more, but I think college is going to give a better opportunity.
I suspect. Well, you see, that's the thing, though, Maddie. Coming from Edwards County High School, you guys didn't lose too many games or too many matches. Whenever you lost a couple more, I suppose, in 2015 than you had before, right?
Yes.
Is that probably when you decided you prefer to have a five game match as opposed to 3 to have a chance to come back?
Yes, that would have been preferred.
What do you play?
I play right side.
Okay, so I'm not certain. I hate to sound like an idiot, but I will because that's my job. So when you have the rotation for the serve, you'll have to serve still, but you stay the right side until you serve. Is that how that works? How the rotations work? Please
tell
me. No,
the right side's the hitter. So her position is like usually right sides are setters.
Okay.
And so Maddie, she can set as well.
Are you mainly a hitter? Or are you going to be a setter?
I'm a hitter.
You're a hitter. Okay. Which are you better with? And I don't want to give you any information to the other teams.
That's
but
right.
Are you better hitting from your left side or hitting from your right? Are you ambidextrous?
I'm left-handed.
I didn't mean that. We shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to know she's left-handed. No, she's not left-handed. Anybody listening? That's exactly right. So over there at Edwards County, you got a chance to play for Coach Oxby and Coach and Nixie, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Who's your favorite?
I'm not going to say.
I thought I'd get her. You realize I laid a gigantic trap for you there, right?
Yeah, but they're both really good coaches. So.
They do a wonderful job, don't they? When did you start playing volleyball?
My 6th grade year, so I've been playing about 7 years.
Both of you ladies come from schools that are big volleyball programs. They've always been. North City has always had a great program, and Edwards County's volleyball speaks for itself. What is, in the chance of you had to meet each other and talk to each other, and know each other probably from playing each other over the years, what goes into creating a dynasty? I'll call it a dynasty, or at least the good traditional programs like you guys have had.
I'm going to say good coaching and just the kids wanting to play and play hard.
And I guess you say wanting
dedication,
to play.
Yeah.
Dedication. That's a great, would you agree there, Shayla?
Yeah, I would say good coaches, like she said, hard work, dedication, and the team working together as well.
Who's coaching down in North City now?
Kathy Black and Jacqueline Melton.
Okay.
They're both wonderful, wonderful people.
They do a nice job.
Yes, I would not be here without them today.
Well, outstanding. Thank you very much, ladies. Appreciate you coming on the show today. We've got 5 more volleyball players that are going to come in and talk today. Marjorie, you've got a very impressive crew of volleyball players just from these two.
Yeah, I'm excited. So we've added to the roster from last year, and we've got, you know, 10 that were returning from last year. So
no kidding.
Yeah, 10
I didn't
sophomores.
Realize you had 10 sophomores coming
yep,
back.
Yep, 4 freshmen. So
that's
you're going to get to hear from 3 of the sophomores next and 2 freshmen there at the end that are more my out of state ones.
So that's wonderful. I've got Marjorie Jordan along with Maddie Gillard and Shaylin Healy. When we come back, Marjorie will be back, and we'll get another three volleyball players in here to chat. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I've got three gals across the way that just joined the show who have been on here before, and they're veterans. They've all been on. They know exactly what they're talking about. They're very ready to can't wait to ladies, you're going to have to like fire up. Let's turn up the enthusiasm, okay? All right. Marjorie, you want to tell me who these people are, or do you want me to just ask them one at a time?
Oh, that's fine. I'll just go ahead, and then I'll talk about, I can tell you my sophomores that aren't here. So these are my three returning sophomores.
Well, yeah, you said you have 10 returning sophomores, don't you?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
10 sophomores returning. So the three that are here have Grace Bora, Nicole Jordan, and Alyssa Kolak.
Okay, the more of the local crew.
They are. And then not here with us, but vital to our team, is Kendra Cessna, Lexi Petke, Jesse Rush, Bobby Lake, Alana Renner, Abby Reeves, and Sarah Green.
Alyssa, good morning. How are you? Tell everybody who you are, and you need the microphone, by the way.
Yeah,
there you go. Tell everybody who you are, your family, that kind of business.
Okay, I'm Alyssa Kolak. What family do you want to know?
All of it. I don't care. It's your family, whoever you feel like wanting to talk about.
Okay, well.
You're Jean's kid.
Yeah, I am Jean's granddaughter.
Jean's granddaughter.
Jean Kolak's my grandpa.
Okay.
My mom's April Smith, married to Kelly Smith, my stepdad.
Okay.
Josh Kolak would be my dad,
okay.
Which is Jean's son.
Okay.
So that's how that works.
Okay.
So Storm and Sky are
that's
my uncles.
That's typically how that does work. You're right.
Storm and Sky are my uncles, not my brothers.
Okay.
So.
I've always gotten that wrong.
Clearly, everybody does.
How come nobody has ever told me I was getting that wrong over the years?
Because we've just learned to accept it, and we just kind of say, okay, yeah, that's good.
That would have been nice. Well, that's cool. Okay, so now this is your second year on the squad, isn't
yeah.
it? Are you looking forward to a big year? What do you got going?
For sure. I think that we're going to be a lot better this year. For one, we have 10 returning sophomores, so
that helps.
A year under our belt is going to make us a lot better just
yeah.
before anything else.
Sure.
The experience.
And do you like the where do you guys practice? Where have you been practicing? Have you been able to practice in the new gymnasium for you? Or
yeah, we've been practicing at Center Street in the new gym, so we have air conditioning now.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's nice. And with my mom being the principal now, I can just
oh, yeah.
text her like I did.
Forgot about April being the principal down there.
Say,
that's
hey,
cool.
Turn the air up. So that's nice.
Oh, you're going to let these kids be able to text to turn up the air? I mean, I was wondering, you know, a lot of coaches, Marjorie, I'm talking to Marjorie, Coach Jordan, a lot of coaches would say, you know, get tougher. You'll get tougher with the warm air. You don't care about that?
Well, it was pretty hot. I was sweating, too. So I was like, get the air turned up or down.
All right, Alyssa, tell me a little bit about what are you in school for now that you're a sophomore? What's your plan? You're going to graduate, I presume, in May?
I actually already graduated.
Oh, okay.
I have my associates from Frontier. I'm taking I have just enough classes to take at Frontier that will still help me mm-hmm. in what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into ag business.
Do you have plans on where you're going to go after school?
Murray State is
oh, great.
Where I plan to go.
Okay, so. You're going to try to play down there? I know you play both volleyball and softball.
Yeah, I'd say if I do try to play, it'll probably be softball just because I have a better chance at that level.
Really?
So.
What level is Murray State's? Division 1?
Division 1, so I would probably try to walk on if I...
Be catching down there?
Hopefully.
That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
That's the plan, right?
Yeah.
The hope.
Yeah.
You said agribusiness?
Agribusiness, yes. And then I'm going to plan on getting a master's in business on top of that, so...
MBA, no kidding. Where are you going to go for that? Do you know?
Have
you
Murray State also.
Is there? So you've got basically everything planned out.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get a job after that?
Hopefully somewhere around here. Stay local.
See, now you didn't have that planned out. I was kind of thinking maybe you had the company already set and everything.
No, not the company.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
A seed company somewhere around here. I'd like to be a sales rep for
well,
a seed
Well, that's
company.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. To your direct left is Nicole Jordan. Nicole, don't give me that look. She gives me the look, oh, he's going to talk to me now. ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Jordan. Nicole, tell us about yourself. I know who your mom is.
Okay, so I'm Nicole Jordan. I'm a sophomore at Frontier.
Where'd you go to high school?
Sisney High School.
All right.
So my dad is Steve Jordan, and then obviously my mom is Margie Jordan, the coach.
Yeah. Is she meaner to you? Are you the standard, are you the regular gym rat kid, or is she meaner to you than, is she harder on you than the rest of the players?
Oh my gosh, definitely harder.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not the, she's on the floor just because her mom's a coach kind of.
And I was going to say that we all remember your mother is still sitting in the room just like 6 feet away.
I know, but good thing Alyssa's in between us.
I can handle it.
You can handle it? That's great.
But for sure, I get it on the court and then in the car and then at home. So I get it 3 times more.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear about it the next day, too, what I did wrong at the game, you know, a week before.
You get the occasional reminders.
Yes, yes.
Have you decided? Oh, here she goes.
I like to say it's
rebuttal.
It's critiquing.
It's critics.
Yes, it's critiquing to only make her stronger.
What you're saying is you criticize because you care.
Yes.
Is that right?
Sometimes maybe too much.
Oh, well.
You care too much.
Well, see, that's her job, though. That's the thing.
That's right.
That's her thing. Okay, so now you're a sophomore at Frontier. Have you graduated like Alyssa, too, or are you still a few hours to go?
Yeah, I still have a few credit hours to go. I'll be graduating this spring. I'm going to get my associates in science and arts, and I wanted to be a chiropractor, but then I realized that that's quite a bit of schooling, and so I think I just want to be about a physical therapist or going to like sports fitness or
really?
Medicine.
Mm-hmm. So have you pulled Sarah Sloniker aside and talked about how that works, huh?
Yeah, and I even job shadow her at a football game, and I absolutely loved it. So
is
I definitely,
that right?
Yeah, I definitely think that's what I want to do.
So what do you like? A football game, you like seeing the people with their arms hanging off and that kind of stuff? Or?
Well, I don't know. No.
Limping?
Yeah, I could deal with the limping. But when, you know.
I'm just teasing.
The shoulder gets dislocated, that might be a little much.
Well, see,
first
now
time.
That's the thing, though. You're a good athlete. You're a strong young lady.
Thank you.
You'd be able to put a shoulder back into the
Oh,
slot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't ask you to do that, right?
Well, I don't know. They might. But if I do, I'll probably end up pushing it the wrong way or something. And
I can't wait to hire you. All right. Now, Nicole, do you know where you're going to go to school? You have any idea? Where do you hope to go to college?
I want to go, obviously, somewhere that has a physical therapy program.
Where are the good ones?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I really want to play volleyball, too. So it's really wherever somebody offers it to me that has one of those programs. But I've been looking at, like, Evansville, USI, and maybe, like, Lindenwood or something like that.
See, now the folks around here may know you as a good softball player, too, though. You prefer the volleyball to the softball.
Well, I love both sports, but like I said, I'm not very fast. So the running gets me, and I just pitch, and I'm not a 70-mile-an-hour pitcher. So I come
to
terms.
So what you're saying is you're a slow ball pitcher with no speed.
Yes.
That doesn't really go very far into college, though.
Exactly, no. I know. I was very blessed to even get accepted for college softball because I had never even imagined to play it.
Well, you've got you guys have softball games coming up pretty soon too.
Not this weekend, but the next.
Yeah.
How do you manage your time between the two? I guess volleyball. This is an exhibition season for softball, isn't it? Does volleyball take preference right now?
Yes, it does. But for sure, it's hard to juggle both. But you just have to learn that this is your job, and you do it, and you have to go there no matter what, and make time for it.
Yeah, I saw your mother look over to you, make sure you're answering that question right. Volleyball's first.
Yes.
I've already let all the girls know volleyball's first.
Oh, okay. Well, you see,
a lot of people are still learning.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, how many kids on? Let's ask Grace. Grace, good morning. Tell everybody who you are.
Okay, I am Grace Bora. Uh-huh. I'm the daughter of Mike and Shelley Bora.
Okay.
I graduated from Fairfield Community.
Okay.
And I am a sophomore.
Sophomore, so you'll graduate this May, or are you like Alyssa and you've already got
this May.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go after you're done?
I have no idea. I'd like to go to Eastern, but I don't know what I want to do.
Any thoughts on, the girls have like their life all mapped out, what
I know
they want to be.
And then I'm over here and I have no idea what
I got to tell
do.
You, I fit into your category. and most of the people I went to college with fit into your category. Didn't know what they wanted to do. Till the sophomore, junior, senior year, and then still, you're going to want to do whatever's going to get you a job, right?
Yeah, right.
See, now that makes a lot of sense. Do you enjoy? You play some softball too, right?
No, I do not.
You don't.
I used to.
Now you're a very important cog though in that volleyball team, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tell me what a libero does.
Oh gosh, I don't know how to explain it. She,
I hope you do. You play
goes
it.
In for two people in the front row. She's a defensive specialist.
Okay.
But
so that means you're diving on the ground.
Yes, I'm getting balls. Yeah.
Well, she's a great passer.
Does a good pass, job
yes,
passing the ball.
Yes, very quick. And she goes in this year. She'll go in for Bobby Lake,
uh-huh,
who's our big middle.
Okay.
And then Alyssa is the other middle. Mm-hmm. So when they get to the back row, that's when Grace goes in.
Now, the squad last year, we've already talked a little bit with Marjorie. The squad struggled last year. This year, what are your thoughts? Do you think you're going to have a better team?
Oh, I think we're going to have a great team this year.
See, now that's the thing. You guys know all your competition. You've seen them all already at the...
Well,
at
not
the,
all of them, because we've added a lot more.
Oh, have you?
We've yes, added a lot more.
How many you got on the schedule this year?
We played 28
That's
matches,
a double
so,
last
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Did you get a new truck or something, Tommy?
No.
Well, I felt, as we go into the regional play, we need to have that many more matches.
Do you know, you're playing the number one team here this year, aren't you? In that Illinois Central College, weren't they number one or something last year?
Yeah, they weren't. Parkland. Yeah, Parkland was number one, but
okay,
they were number four, I believe.
And are you getting Parkland down here, or are you up there this year?
No. No, we meet them in a tri-match.
Oh, I see.
So, at Lincoln Trail, I believe.
Do you think, Grace, do you think playing the better teams helps you out in the long run, or what are your thoughts
on
that?
I like to play the better teams.
Really?
Yeah. It's a better competition.
The girls in the first group were talking about how it's different in college with five matches or five game matches as opposed to three. Do you enjoy the five better than the three as well?
Yes. Sometimes I'm very tired.
You're a little winded, wouldn't you? Because you're on the court a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm very winded by the fourth match.
Yeah, I suspect it probably gets that way.
Or the second.
are you going to try to play volleyball wherever you go next?
I would like to, but wherever it takes me.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. Liberos are not always, they don't require the height that the college volleyball players otherwise require, right?
Right.
Do you get a serve too? Do you get a serve too? I didn't know if they moved it around. Who's your best server?
Oh, my. I think we have 14 amazing servers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're not going to
tell
me.
Even Alana Renner, who's injured, won't be. She had hip surgery, so she was a vital part of the team last year, too, and so she's going to be down.
You're not going to tell me who your best server is, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm giving no secrets out whatsoever. We're going to come in as a surprise attack.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Come to our games.
That's right.
There you go. That's exactly right. Okay. Yeah. Tell people when the first game is again. Make sure that everybody knows it.
The first home game is August 29th against Run Lake College.
And
at Center Street.
At Center Street.
Yes.
You're excited about – how did that work out with you and Z? Did you negotiate a plan to get moved over from the high school?
I didn't negotiate anything.
Tommy, do I need to ask you? How'd that get
worked out? We're very appreciative that Superintendent Z –
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Kent joining the show.
Yeah, we sorry. We worked with Z to get moved over there. The fact that we didn't have air conditioning in August and September was pretty hard on the girls.
Did all the rest of the schools have air conditioning for the most part?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Ours was the only one that didn't, and it was pretty miserable most of the time. I mean, the high school is very nice to us and very helpful every time that we needed something. But with juggling the practice schedules between Chet's teams and ours, it just made more sense to move over there and give the girls the ability to practice in the gym they were going to play in a lot more.
So now that we're building, since I have the AD here, now that we are building the baseball facility, I'm assuming... I know it. I'm getting to you. I'm bringing it back to you. I know you guys are probably angry that I've been talking to Baker more than Marjorie. That's Marjorie's fault. What I'm asking is, now that we've got the baseball facility underway, when's the basketball/volleyball facility? Is that next on the docket?
No.
Say it's next.
I would love to say it's next, but I have a boss that would say no, and
I bet you I can get the girls to say it's next.
Basketball in a gym is just a very expensive endeavor. It's probably about a $3 million project, and right now we just don't have the funding to do that.
So what you're saying is you're open to
suggestions. It has been on my wish list. Every year they ask me what I want for Christmas, and I want a gym, but but I haven't got one yet, so I don't think it's coming anytime soon. Yeah, if there's anybody that has $3 million to just hand me, I'd be glad to start construction, but I just don't see it anytime soon.
Well, I'm going to start working the phone.
We'll use Center Street.
I'm going to start working the phone right now. What do you say? This is the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got the volleyball team from the Frontier Bobcats joining me. We're going to bring in another couple of players, and I've got Marjorie Norman.
You wanted to say Van Norman.
I was going to say
Van
Norman. I know.
It's okay. Yeah, you were.
That's what you were.
I know.
That's how I met you.
I know. Marjorie, that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I was very young. She was much younger. Got Coach Marjorie Jordan and the Frontier Bobcats volleyball team. We'll be back with more players after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've been talking with the players and the coaches and the athletic director from Frontier Community College for the volleyball team. I haven't even asked any of the other girls on the air. Girls, you've been watching a lot of the Olympics volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of the Olympics volleyball, girls?
I'm loving it. I love the one with the U.S. and the Netherlands. That one was a good one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the young lady talking, that is Devin Colvin.
Yes, Devin Colvin.
Devin Colvin. Tell me about yourself, Devin.
Well,
family, where are you from, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm from Ferguson, Missouri,
uh-huh.
And my mom is Martha, and I got a dad named Terry.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you guys don't know them.
I said you got siblings, though, who might be, did you want to say hello to a sibling who might be
Oh, yeah, shout
play?
Out to Darius Colvin.
Darius, there you go.
That's my older brother. I have 3 older brothers, 2 older sisters. I'm the baby.
You're the baby?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love being the baby. Do they always treat you better than everybody else?
Yeah, I'm spoiled.
Well, wonderful. What do you play?
I play volleyball.
Why not?
And
that?
I play. Oh, I wasn't done. I play right side in high school. I sit 3 years from sophomore year to senior year.
But went to what school?
I went to McClure High School.
Pretty good volleyball program.
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, now we were talking. You said that you like the U.S. Do you like the court volleyball or the sand volleyball?
I like both. I tried sand for my junior year, and I did it for about 3 weeks, and it was rough.
Do they have a sand volleyball program over
they
there?
They don't, but they have this one coach that tried to do it for about a summer.
Like a club or something?
Yeah,
club a system?
Small club. And my friend, she goes to the same school as the coach, so she told me about it, and I came out.
Okay, McClure's a pretty good volleyball school. How many on your team were able to get to go on to college and play?
I believe it was just me.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just me.
School that big, I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, well... No. Everybody else has different sports, and some people do it just for exercise.
Yeah.
I did it for a passion.
Well, that's so you're very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Tell me how did you and Coach Jordan get together, and what has brought you to Fairfield and to Frontier?
Well, I was actually in the middle of me deciding which school I was going to go play to. I had different offers, and it was regionals at the time, and we were in our last game.
Yeah.
And she pulled me to the side after one of our games, and she was like, I like what I see.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she was like, I really like this whole hitting thing, and I wish you were a setter. And then my mom told her that, oh, yeah, she was a left-handed setter in high school, and she, like, freaked out. She was like, oh, my God, I want you so bad.
Oh, Devin, you just messed up terribly. You weren't supposed to tell anybody you're left-handed.
I like being a softball. I'll tell everybody about that.
Well, are you having fun in Fairfield?
Yeah, I am. I like the people.
When'd you move over?
I came about 2 weeks ago.
So this is a little bit of a change for you.
Oh, it's a big change.
Well, welcome, and I'll probably ask you some more questions. Let's talk to the young lady next to you. I love your name. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Serenity Whitaker.
Serenity Whitaker. That's a great name. Where are you from, Serenity?
Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah, tell me about your family. Tell me all about yourself.
I'm the daughter of Nancy and Keith Whitaker. They're both retired military.
Okay.
And I have 2 brothers and a sister.
Uh-huh.
I'm the baby as well.
Oh, good. Where'd you go to school?
Northeast High School.
In Clarksville?
Yes.
They pretty good volleyball program?
Yes. We had a very good coach.
Did you get deep into the Tennessee State Tournament and that kind of business?
Not really. We did okay our senior year. Mm-hmm. We, like, finished, like, 4th place in the district, but we didn't go to, like, state or anything.
Well, that sucks, huh?
Yeah,
that
sucks. But I had a lot of fun with them.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Tell me a little bit about how you came to Fairfield. How did you find Frontier? What brought it to your attention?
Well, Coach Jordan she called me, and then we had a conversation, and then I looked more into the school, and then we came to visit, and I liked it. And I liked the fact that the classes are smaller.
Yeah.
So I could get a better education.
See, now you guys are both freshmen here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Tell me, are you wide open, or do you have plans to go into any particular field in particular?
Oh, yeah, particular.
What do you got, Serenity?
I want to go into kinesiology.
Really?
Yes.
See, now that's cool. You've already heard Nicole talking mm-hmm. about how,
like
how
similar,
she's fired up about it. Mm-hmm. What are you going into?
I want to go
Devin?
For architectural design.
No kidding.
Doing my general studies here.
Well, see now that's a great way to get your general studies out of the way, because mm-hmm. architecture is a pretty tough program.
Yeah.
Where do you have ideas where you want to go after after Frontier? Do you have
yeah.
anything in mind?
I want to go to K-State. When I went to UMKC to learn about their program, they told me about how I would do 2 years there and then 3 years at K-State.
Yeah.
And how they have a pretty good program and it's like one of the top 10. So I plan on going there, or if I get another scholarship for volleyball and they have my program, I will go there too.
I see. That was going to be my next question. I wondered if you would, with your passion for the game.
Yes.
I wondered if you would have the opportunity to be able to walk on at a Big 12 school like K-State. I mean, that's big time volleyball.
Oh yeah, I don't mind walking on. I mean, I have a really big passion for it. I mean, I feel like I'm really good. I feel like I can do anything about this and change it. I can get on the team.
There you are. There you are. How tall are you?
I'm only 5'9".
Well,
so.
See, now that's, wouldn't you say, and how tall are you, Serenity?
They're not adding in their vertical to that.
Okay, though. How tall are you, Serenity?
I'm about 5'8.5".
Okay. You're not adding in your vertical, apparently, according to Coach Jordan. How high can you jump?
I jump really high. My mom has a picture on her screensaver in my house, and every time people come visit, they're like, wow, you can jump high. And people take, like, in my yearbook, I have a picture of me, and I'm, like, really high. I think my head just gets above the net.
Oh, wow.
When I jump.
That's like 8 feet high
but
or something like that.
That's when I'm, like, getting a good swing in, and the ball is nice and high.
See, now, okay, you see, all right, now tell me. I've never been able to jump very high. I did play a little basketball, but not much. I was a wrestler. Whenever you're jumping up, can you jump higher whenever you're bringing one arm up to smack the ball, or do you jump higher when you're bringing both arms up to block?
I jump higher when I'm doing my approach.
Really?
I can pull power into it when I'm coming down. Yeah.
So if your head's over the top of the net,
just barely.
Yeah.
You can see
my hair.
That's
still pretty good. You can see your hair. I love the hair, by the way. I love the hair. Great hair, both of
you. Thank you.
Now, what about you, Serena? Do you jump as high? Have you guys had a contest yet?
No, we have not had a jumping contest, but
I have to do that next week. No time for that. We're preparing.
Mm-hmm. I would say I jump pretty high, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, you do.
She has a
now, are you looking forward to, I was out talking to the other girls about the five-game matches as opposed to three. That's a little different for y'all.
We both had five-game matches.
Oh, it's five in high school?
Yeah, it's best three out of five.
I did not realize it was like that in Missouri and in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're used to it.
What do you think of Fairfield? I asked Devin, what do you think of Fairfield, the community? You've been here how long?
Mm-hmm. About 2 weeks. I came here a day before she did.
Oh, okay.
So, I like the community.
This is entirely different from Clarksville.
Yes, but it's
how big is Clarksville? 100,000
like
people?
250,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a lot more to do in Clarksville, but I do like the community and the people, and they're really nice and everything. So
well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I'm glad you guys are feeling terrifically welcomed by the community, I think. So what'd you say you're going to be? You're going into kinesiology, you think, huh? Any idea what school you want to go into after that?
Yes, Middle Tennessee State University.
MTSU.
Yes.
You're going to be a mock? No, they're the Blue Raiders.
Yeah.
Blue Raiders. Okay, I'm sorry. See, now I feel bad. Are you going to try to walk on down there, you think?
I might try.
How much time? Now, you haven't started. When does school start?
The 18th.
Thursday?
Thursday, yeah, next
Thursday. How much time do you think you're going to have to put into your studies as opposed to the amount of time you're practicing volleyball and that kind of stuff? Have you thought about that?
Yes. I have, yes.
I do plan to study a lot after volleyball and everything because I want to make sure I have a solid GPA and everything when I transfer.
Well, you see, now that's same. The thing. Mm-hmm. Same deal? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the easiest question I'll ask today, isn't it, Mark, mm-hmm. Coach? Let me ask Coach a question. You've got this squad. You've got a good bunch of sophomores as well as these good freshmen. I'll ask you again, what do you think the outlooks of the year for? Are we going to get over 500? Are we going to win the conference? What are your goals? Tell me what the goals for the Frontier Bobcats are.
Yeah, definitely I want to be over 500. And stuff. And I said, I would love to make it, you know, on past the first round of region play when we get there. And I just want to make a name for the Bobcats. So, you know, these girls, I have a great group of girls, not just in their athletic ability, but also their character and their grades.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm just hoping to my goal is to challenge them to get them to the level, you know, just to be even more competitive. Like I mentioned before, you know, our first game that we play is against John A. Logan. You know, I want to go in and beat them. I mean, that's our goal right off the bat.
Who's the top teams in the GREC? Who are the top teams that you're going to face?
Oh,
in
yeah.
Conference?
Well, we'll be playing Parkland.
Yeah.
And then the Peoria team, Illinois Central. And then those are really good teams right there. And then we have Lincoln.
What's your longest trip?
Probably Union, Missouri. We're going to an overnight tournament right off the bat. So it's the weekend after we play Johnny Logan. And so we're going to play there. So we have about 28 matches between the tri-matches, tournaments, home games, away games. So,
well, I got to tell you, it looks like a lot of fun. And Frontier Volleyball is going real well. It's in good hands.
And we're going to have even more. I feel, you know, the strength is going to be brought to us as well. As this year we have an assistant coach, Kristen Wright here. She's from Fairfield. That's going to be helping out. And then also Ellen Luking and Yvette Combs are going to just help out when they can. They've got a lot of on their plate. They're doing other sports as well, but
wonderful.
And kids. But.
Ladies, congratulations, and thanks very much for coming in. Best of luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having us.
You betcha. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great one.